have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I appreciate this, but I really like to get some sleep.
Oh, of course, my sweet. I'll just make some soothing ocean sounds for you.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mate, Barry the Boater, trying to help out Jared the Diver Guy and what type of boat he should get. Barry's locked in on this houseboat. I think you might buy it for yourself, Barry. Do you think you found yourself a bargain or what? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's been in fresh water all its life.
Yeah.
It's up in Pennsylvania. They said it's got a... separate sleeping quarters. The master suite includes a cozy queen-size bed, and there are additional double beds to allow the boat to sleep up to 6 guests. So there are 2 bedrooms, there are 2 heads. The engine only has 1,100 hours on it. It's been maintained. The boat's 44 feet long. It only drafts 2.3 feet, so it can go into shallow water. The beam is 14 feet.
Yeah.
So think about the space you have there. Think if you had a bedroom that's 44 feet long and 14 feet wide.
Right.
Do it that way.
Yeah. No, I looked at the pictures during the commercial break.
I mean, it's got a real engine in it, 330 horsepower, two engines in it. Oh, this has two.
It's a
Not
twin.
One, but twin
screw
engines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the pictures. I'm telling you, it looks nice. It looks practical. But the sexy factor just ain't there for what I think Jerry's looking for. Now, for you,
this
has Barry screaming all over it. I mean, like, he's like, hey.
If you want sexy, then he would have a boat to take out. That boat would be docked at the marina. And then his boat, the sexy boat for going out and going to the restaurants and taking whatever
Not
a dinghy, but no, not even a rigid inflatable. He'd get himself a little 15-foot anything.
Yeah.
17-foot
like
Triumph.
Your boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a 17, so you could just let him use yours. And then yours could... No.
What? I can't hear you. What?
No. You wouldn't work that deal?
Well.
Like, look, you got the 17-foot Triumph. He could have that hooked up next to his boat, and then you would have it in the water all the time, and then when you want to go, you just have to go.
What did I say about leaving boats in water all the time?
Well, yeah, but your Triumph, you just have the engine out of the water, it'd be fine if the hull's in the water.
True, because the hull's plastic. Nothing's going to hurt it.
Yeah. Use it, lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Use it or lose it there, Barry. There you go. See, I'm looking out for you.
He really has to decide if he's going to live here all the time, then this boat, to me, would be the way to go. And then if he wants a sexy boat to go out for the day on with his friends or whatever, then he would have an actual little power boat.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, like what... Walt has the little inflatable boat if he wanted to go diving, just a couple of people.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think if he really wants to do it right, here's what I would suggest, because I had a friend
that
had one of these years ago, and I used to go hang with him, and he was doing exactly what Jerry really wants to do.
Okay.
He had a 65-foot Hatteras. Now, it was older, but it was maintained really nice. He had... You know, fixed it up really good. I don't know what those they're going for used right now. A 65-foot Hatteras.
65-foot Hatteras?
Yeah.
You mean the ones that look the fishing boats?
Well, it can be fishing or a cruiser. I mean, they got different configurations. His was more of a cruising vessel, but yeah, you could fish off the back of it too. but it was more meant to be like a cruising yacht. And we'd go hang out, and it had a really nice, you know, living space, bedrooms, plenty of space. But yeah, I'm guessing I used one of those. I don't know if you'd I guess you'd be over a couple hundred grand, wouldn't you? At least if it was really old or fixer upper.
Here's a 1998.
Yeah.
1998 65-foot sports deck Hatteras.
Right.
$549,000.
Okay, I'm a little low.
Here's a 2002 65-foot with enclosed bridge. Now, this one I consider the fishing boat because it has the outriggers and all that.
Right.
That's $759,000.
Yeah. See, he doesn't really need those.
He can't afford it. That's it. Here's a 1994 Hatteras 70-footer.
You know how much, moonshine is pretty valuable these days.
That's not going to do it.
He calls it spring water.
Sprint, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's what he can
business
afford.
This is good for Jerry, is my point.
Okay.
So he might be able to afford something more fancy. But, I mean, could he find an older Hatteras that he could fix up and have a cruising yacht like that if he could increase his budget upwards towards $500,000 and really live large?
I don't know if he's ever, first of all, has he worked on boats? Does he realize what you do with a house, you can't do the same thing with a boat?
It's not really different house stuff. He is pretty engine savvy because he's
handy.
He's a car guy.
Yeah, but everything has to be marinized. There's a reason why when you buy a boat and you buy the components that go with it are designed for the marine environment.
Right.
You can't just drop your old regular old Chevy engine in there. There's all kinds
of changes
you have to make to it.
All hell may break loose.
And you better have CETO or Towboat US to drag you back home every time you break down.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Just knowing where he was talking... I think probably the Hatteras idea is way out of his price range, but
yeah,
could he find something for less than 100 grand?
He'd just have to do a lot of, first he would have to do a lot of looking.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, he would have to know how to do a quick inspection because, to pay for a survey is not cheap.
Yeah.
And if you find one and you pay for a survey and then you realize, this is not going to be a good boat. Okay. That money's gone.
Yeah, I would even just say, like, you figure you're going to pay for the boat, figure your budget, 75% needs to be for the boat, 25%, you got to figure that you're going to dump that much money just to fix it up to your liking.
Right.
You think that's a fair percentage way to look at it?
Maybe even more. Yeah.
But if you gave yourself a 25% cushion, say the boat's 100 grand or 75 grand, and you figure, I'm going to spend 25 grand getting it up to snuff, assuming
depends
there's no major things that you have to do.
So, yeah. He would have to have the money ready to go, number one.
Right.
All right. Number two, he would probably have to travel the country to look at all these boats.
Well, so he might find
that's
it.
That's going to involve a cost.
He can find something down here in Florida somewhere.
He could find brokers or he could look at Boat Trader.
Yeah.
Which
but Florida
would
be the
a
place
natural,
to find one.
Not necessarily.
Well, not necessarily, but this would be the obvious first choice. Look around here.
I don't know. Because, for example, the one that I found, that houseboat that I'm the only one that likes, is on fresh water.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference between buying a saltwater boat and a freshwater boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that just going out the one time in the Everglades, how much easier it was to take care of Surprise when I was done.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have that crust of salt on it that you really need to wash off every day.
Yeah, all the funk. Yeah, you don't want to have any of that if you can avoid it. But
so
that's what
nothing,
he wants to put on it. Is that Florida funk?
Well, that's right.
I mean, the bottom line, he just has to make sure he gets something that both you and I are happy with, because we'll probably have to spend time on it with him.
Of course.
All right. Well, that'll do it for our first show for 2026. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle bitten. cotton swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.